On Friday's show, you weren't here, but on Friday's show, Drew can attest.
Did you throw up during the show when I was? Worried about you.
Okay.
On Thursday, you left early, and then I saw you were back Friday, and I was like, oh boy, we might have a live puke on camera.
I was a little concerned.
Cody was looking out for me and brought me a Sprite. So
I did.
Thank you again.
For the fan club, I brought him a Sprite instead of a drink.
Perfect. Settle that stomach.
I was really trying to take care of him, you know? Little Sprite, just to make sure he's okay. On Friday, I had said, if they don't get the D pass to Worthy this week, I'm quitting it. I'm giving up. I'm not going to say that it's as in I keep saying like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just you wait. Here it comes. And then
you wanted him to stop.
No. I was going to be done thinking it was going to click.
Okay.
That's where I was. But honestly, that one was so close again. I'm back. I can't believe
every week
how close they are. Here's how I rank them. And I'm curious how you guys do. 3 weeks ago, 100% unworthy. Get your damn feet inbounds. Last week, I thought it was on Mahomes. Terrible throw on the sideline. Had nothing to do with Worthy running himself out of bounds. Just a really bad throw from Mahomes. This week, 50-50, my friends.
Yeah.
A better throw means Worthy doesn't have to get his feet in. But get your feet in. That is definitely a two-way street on that one. And I know Mahomes talked about it, and we can play in just a minute. The frustrating end that is, these plays are inches away from being 40-yard gains or 50-yard touchdowns or 60-yard touchdowns. And there's two more earlier in the year that exist this way. He's half of these catches away from being like a 550-yard receiver right now. And not a single one has clicked. And it's starting to get really frustrating.
Sure it is. I'm sure. Well, if it's frustrating for fans, imagine how frustrating it is for both of the two people involved, and Mahomes and Worthy. And yes, from a stats sheet and box score watch, think how much different the numbers look for each one of them on a day by, you know, on a game by game basis or season long. This one was absolutely on both. I think so. You know, the frustrating thing is it changes this game yesterday to it's a guaranteed touchdown. It should have been a guaranteed touchdown. So It changes the entire complexion of game when you end up losing 30-21, or if they have the touchdown, there's so many what ifs you could have in any given football game. I guess your hope has to be that will they click? If the Chiefs are to three-peat, like I think it's hard to believe. If the Chiefs go to three-peat, it means to me almost by guaranteeing you right now in November, on November 18th, it means the Chiefs hit on one or two throughout the playoff.
The playoffs.
Or almost have to. Like, I think they will almost have to if they are to get back to a Super Bowl. And they are close. Can they get the timing, footwork, spatial awareness? Can they get that down by the time they get to the playoffs? That should be the only goal right now from that pairing. And we were prepared. I mean, for a while, the first drive of where the offense looked good, it was the Xavier Worthy drive. I mean, he was their best offensive weapon for a while.
Great.
He was about to have a breakout game. If he catches that one instead, we're talking about having 120 yards receiving and a touchdown. We're having a completely different conversation. But
part of the problem is that was his only, his last start of the game.
And maybe, you know, give the Bills some credit there. They finally said, hey, we're not going to let this guy keep beating us.
That's fair.
But listen to Mahomes after the game.
I mean, it's probably just me just throwing it more inbounds to the guy that's wide open for a touchdown. So if I throw it inbounds, it's a walk-in touchdown. No, I just have to be better there.
Mahomes, the vet, he's going to take responsibility. And some of them have been on him, but he's also going, he's not going to let
hang his
rookie out to dry there.
It's not Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Very true.
Yeah, look, it's frustrating, no question, because a lot of these have been so close. And Cody, I don't know when they're going to connect. I would have thought yesterday was the day, especially with the way things...
It seemed
like Worthy had really progressed. And I still actually believe yesterday, if we're stepping back away from the loss and this one play, there were some other signs, the contested catch from Worthy that I think is really promising. Yesterday, that was his best catch he's had as a pro.
Yeah.
But the easy ones, sometimes, as a rookie, can be a little challenging.
I understand, and Mahomes is not wrong. A perfect throw means that Worthy scores a touchdown there. A perfect throw really does. But, like, at this point, I think we got enough evidence that, like, he drug his foot like he knew he was supposed to, just like 2 seconds too early. You can't drag your foot until you have your hands on the ball. I think what happened is, and this is like rookie stuff, and this is where little coaching stuff at wide receiver will go a long way for him and help in a big way. He was doing all the motions, but he started it all too soon. What happened with Worthy on that play is he's doing everything he's supposed to, but because he drug his foot too soon, he then reached for the ball too late, which made his foot come up and he couldn't, like, it's all just the, like, little technique things that if he gets those things right, he'll be a significantly better player. Look, maybe Rashee Rice spoiled me in the sense that I should expect rookies to make mistakes that rookies typically make, because Rashee Rice was really good at a lot of those things.
Yeah, they weren't going down the field to Rice. You know, they were crossing routes, underneath routes, and yak. You know, we're talking about connecting on.
And those are harder to get right.
Deep passes, timing has to be, you know, nearly perfect. You definitely have to have awareness of where you are on the football field. Mahomes, of course, has not been perfect on those over the last year, I would say. You know, last year was mainly the flat out drops from MVS and Kadarius Toney or whoever.
Who just had another 70-yard touchdown.
Again, about time, you know.
What the hell is going on in New Orleans?
Aaron Rodgers, not good enough for MVS. Mahomes, not good enough. But Derek Carr has unlocked something for MVS.
He's got the third most receiving yardage since he signed with New Orleans.
Yeah, crazy.
He's like up there with just like soup, like with Puka and like superstar.
Riz has the Saints rolling down there, you know, two wins.
Oh, yeah. What's that guy's name?
Riz. Riz.
Now you're just saying that, like, he has Riz. That's for sure.
He's Riz.
I'll say that. He's about to get that job. Worst thing the Saints could do. He's about to get that job, and they're going to hate themselves for it.
The interim coach, man, every time.
It's undefeated.
I think they're smart enough not to do that because it never, but yeah, Coach Riz is undefeated. Darren Rizzi.
Like you're saying, I think they're smart enough to do that. They literally just did that.
Their last coaching hire was an interim coach hire. But that's the point. It didn't work out. I would think they're smart enough to realize that whole thing doesn't really work.
Then maybe we shouldn't stick around.
If they did, that's for fair. Whatever reason, keep somebody who's in-house, it's got to be Kubiak. Because he's, with Derek Carr in the offense, they actually look really good. With anybody else,
they're stuck with Derek Carr. I'll say that. They got no choice but to keep him around.